talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There's a lot of it made overnight, a lot of it made yesterday. The January 6th panel looking into the insurrection January 6th, is going to vote to refer Mark Meadows, for contempt, criminal contempt charges. Mark Meadows, last chief of staff of Donald Trump, up to his eyeballs in the planning and the execution of the insurrection, initially said that he was going to cooperate. He initially turned over documents. Then he got scared. He got scared because Trump attacked him. Trump attacked him. He'd written a book that came out a few months ago. It was a kiss and tell, tell-all about Donald Trump. Said that he had COVID and knew it before the debate with Joe Biden, deliberately didn't show up on time to be tested, stood not that far away from Biden. It was more than 6 feet, but it was a contained room. A lot of the people that he brought in had no masks. That's just one revelation. He met with Gold Star families, and he had COVID and knew it, spread a lot of COVID himself. And it went on in some detail about his other skullduggery. I have a feeling, and I've not seen this reported, but I have a feeling that Mark Meadows got death threats over that. You know, if Dr. Fauci gets death threats just for saying people should be vaccinated and wear masks, and if Ben Raffensperger of Georgia, the Secretary of State, a conservative Republican, gets death threats and needs security, as does Fauci, by the way, but needs security just because, even though he was a Republican and voted for Trump, when Biden won Georgia by 14,000 votes, Raffensperger said, well, I'm going to certify the election. He was threatened by Trump. There's a recording of the conversation. You better forge about just under 12,000 votes so it shows that I won, or there could be criminal consequences against you. You know, he got death threats. Why wouldn't Mark Meadows get death threats? Writing a book, Kiss and Tell, all about Trump. Trump attacked it as being lies and all that, and Meadows crumpled like a cheap suit. Right away, he crumpled like a cheap suit. The thing about Meadows is, and the thing about Steve Bannon is, Steve Bannon and Meadows are two very different people. Steve Bannon is more thuggish. You know, once you get cited for criminal contempt and charged, they lead you into the court with handcuffs. They lead you in with handcuffs, even though, you know, you think you're a white collar guy. Well, I'll tell you what, in a long time ago in Wisconsin and federally, you didn't necessarily bring people in handcuffs. But in Waukesha County in Wisconsin, this has got to be 30 years ago or more, they brought a guy in and he got a gun away from a sheriff. He was not in handcuffs and somebody ended up getting shot. And after that, I don't hear, you could be an 85-pound older woman, say, who committed mail fraud. You're going to be handcuffed. They're not taking any chances, and they shouldn't take any chances. So when Bannon got let in handcuffs, he was seen as something of a clown. Meadows, in my view, is a clown, but he's a clown with pretensions. And so he's going to be let in, and he looks like, you know, one of these Chamber of Commerce-type guys in North Carolina. And it's going to be extremely unpleasant. He'll be booked. He'll be released, either on some kind of bail or his own recognizance. What these guys are banking on, what they're banking on, is that there are going to be congressional elections in November of 2022, less than a year away. Some of the polls show it very close. Some of them show, well, the Republicans have a good shot simply because the party that doesn't hold the presidency usually picks up a few seats. And there's gerrymandering, and there's voter repression, and so forth. Okay. These guys figure out they can delay it, They can try to stop it. They can bring appeals. They can bring motions. And the blessed day in November comes, the Republicans win, and Kevin McCarthy, the first thing he does is withdraw the subpoenas. My own view as a lawyer is if you commit contempt, you are in contempt, criminal contempt of a Congress, just because its complexion changes by a few people, that doesn't absolve you of the prior crime. And I think I hope Merrick Garland has the guts to push forward with it. But as a practical political matter, that may be difficult. And that's what these people are counting on. That's what these people are counting on. It may be difficult. And so they go, well, okay, I'll take a hit. They lead me in handcuffs, maybe throw me in a holding cell for a little while. Be nice if they held them overnight. That'd teach them. But in any event, they are going to vote to hold him in criminal contempt. And more, it looks as if he was one of the architects, not the only one. Trump was the architect. Trump was the architect of January 6th. But he had a lot of help. He had help from Giuliani. He had help from his son. He had help from Mark Meadows. He had help from a couple of lowlifes on his staff. And they were the ones who helped orchestrate it. And I'll tell you something. A lot of people, and I initially had something of this view, you know, a lot of these guys were being led by the nose by Trump, right down the primrose path. President of the United States sends out a hold the date card. Hold the date. Come on to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. What for? Well, there's the certification. It was ceremonial. The certifications had already been filed. It was a done deal. If Pence had had a heart attack and hadn't been up there, so what? These certifications, it's a formality. But Trump and the rest of them realized that they could use that formality to start a riot and insurrection. And then he could say that there's a national emergency. I'm going to suspend everything and we're going to redo the election or throw out absentee ballots in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona, or whatever he was up to. But he was the architect, but there were a lot of others. So when you looked at it, my view was, well, a lot of these guys were really people who really believed in Trump, and he lied to them, and they got lured down, right down the path. But there are a lot of reports that there were people in military formation in that group. In other words, people, this had been planned. People didn't build a gallows by accident in 10 minutes, okay? The gallows to hang Mike Pence, they didn't build that in 10 minutes. They did not build it right away. And the way they searched people out, Lauren Boebert texts, Nancy Pelosi has left the Capitol, has left the hearing room, left the chamber of the Congress. That was a signal. This was coordinated. It was coordinated, and it turns out that Meadows is a lot deeper into it than people thought. And let me tell you something about the Congress, and this is a good thing that happened overnight, a good thing that happened. My fear was that we go into this fall, and Nancy Pelosi's announced that she's not going to run for re-election and she'll step down as Speaker, and nobody knows who her successor will be, and it's kind of like we're going into a battle and we have no general. You know, this Hakeem Jeffries of New York is a very good guy. Nobody knows him. He has no name recognition. People like him. I like a guy like Adam Schiff quite a bit, but I don't know what support he has for Speaker. You know, Steny Hoyer, the number two, is in his 80s or late 70s. And Jim Clyburn is elderly and a wonderful guy. But do any of them have the moxie to do this? Well, just came out, and Pelosi so far hasn't denied it, a story. She has made the decision to run for re-election this coming fall for the 22 to 24 term. It would be her 18th term in Congress. She's 81 years old right now, so she'd be 83 at the end of that. But so what? Konrad Adenauer of Germany and Charles de Gaulle of France were quite elderly after the Second World War, and they guided their countries into the modern era in Europe. The fact of the matter is, yeah, Joe Biden is 79. But Joe Biden's a good man, and he's president of the United States. And Bernie Sanders is a good man, and he's no spring chicken. Bernie is no spring chicken. What this says to me, now, the one thing is Pelosi swore last time she wouldn't run for re-election. to quiet the revolution in her ranks. Right now, I think people would welcome it. I think there'll be a number of congressmen who'll go to her and say, please, Nancy, do it again. She's tough as nails. She's very, very skillful at this stuff. And it's an even keel. It keeps the ship on an even keel. You go into one of these battles, you need an admiral of the fleet. And the admiral of the fleet retires, and you have a lot of wannabes and a lot of other people. You don't know who's going to surface. You really don't. This, I hope they ask her to run for speaker again, or minority leader, if God forbid that we lose the Congress, and that she takes the next 2 years to groom somebody. And then they all get together and they say, yeah, this is the guy, or whoever it is. This is it. But that's a piece of good news. Good news. And, you know, on the other side, you have the former chief of staff, who Meadows, who also was a congressman from North Carolina, by the way. He is the first member of Congress, former member of Congress, to be held in criminal contempt by the Congress. And that's going to happen today. That will happen today. Long overdue. Long overdue. Skunk. Legged skunk. Just like Steve Bannon and the rest of them. And stand by for that announcement today. On the Nancy Pelosi story, we'll see. It's a very solid story, and the question is, who will she groom to be her successor in the Democratic Party? Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.